original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. They would be wrong.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much. On the show today, we got Colin.
Hey, what up?
And our special guest is the beautiful Dr. Michelle.
Hi, Dave.
Always a pleasure.
Thank
always
you.
A pleasure to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
Nice of you to be here. So, today on the show, we're going to be talking about how to live your life the way you want, regardless of your past experiences or future expectations. Basically, what I'm trying to say is you can live your life starting right now at this very moment in time.
No matter what's happened to
no matter
you in
what's
the past,
happened.
Like, you can just forget that and start a new day.
Start
with a
new
clean
day.
Slate.
There you go.
Don't hang on to the old stuff. Just say, I'm done with it and let's move on.
Don't dwell on things that you've done in the past. Just kind of like, Start every day as a new day and like
there you go.
Fresh.
Let your past experiences kind of, you know, teach you things and let your past experiences develop who you are. But in the end, you must understand that regardless of what has happened, regardless of what you have done, your past cannot already basically have a preconceived notion of what your future is going to be.
Everything that you've done, negative or positive, is just a lesson in life. And,
yeah,
like, you can learn things from everything that you've done, or you can just dwell on them and, like, have a negative life.
No, this is true. If you dwell on, let's say you've had, for the most part, a pretty shitty past. Excuse the French.
Is that French?
It is. I believe it was Francais.
Yeah. Cool.
Maybe German, I think.
German.
Regardless of your past, though, you control every single emotion that you feel within your body. This is your body. It is your soul, and you control everything that you feel, whether it be good, bad, ugly, beautiful. You know.
Happy things, sad things, your body, everything that's happened.
Yeah.
And sometimes, exactly. You know, the thing is sometimes when it's really happy things, even, we want to keep that going, you know, and that's what we have to think about is,
right,
how can we keep that going? But we all get really depressed and we all have bad days and people say things to us that hurt ourselves or, you know what I'm saying? We
and
feel
you always
badly.
You have to find something that, like, to get the sad emotions out, like,
right,
art or whatever it is for you, a sport, it could be exercise.
No, exactly,
sure.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, like in expressing yourself and getting those emotions
and doing
out,
these activities.
Right, in doing these activities, it also, you know, it allows you to, you know, kind of just completely let yourself go.
Like exactly.
And with letting yourself go comes a sense of serenity, comes a sense of understanding with yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And basically, you control every single emotion that you feel. Yes, there are outside experiences that influence the way that you feel, but when it comes down to it, it's you that interprets the way that you feel.
Interprets?
Yeah.
That's a word?
Interprets.
Yeah.
It is
oh,
a word.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are you interpreting?
Basically, no, what I'm saying is like for example, you break up with your, just random example, you break up with your girlfriend
okay.
or boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes you feel really shitty inside.
Right.
You know, you obviously you just broke up with
yeah,
you know, the person
that
you've put. Yeah, you've put energy into this person. You've put, you know, unconditional love into this
right,
person.
Right.
You know, and it's over. What you can, like, yes, you will feel shitty, but.
And it's okay to feel bad. It's really, it's normal.
No, it is.
It's normal to feel bad for a while. It's just
right.
like,
right.
if it goes for a really long time and you're just dwelling on it and
yeah.
like you're
right.
depressed for a really long time, it's
just not worth
it's
it.
It's no and, good, exactly.
Right.
And I use that example to say, like, you know, yes, you feel bad, but in the long run and even in the short run, it's you that's allowing yourself to feel these emotions.
Right. But you know? It is normal. It's normal though. For a while. Like
No,
you know,
most definitely.
Colin was right.
Yeah, but
definitely.
if you start like stalking
dwelling
them,
on it.
Like,
oh no.
You know,
no, that's bad.
Basically don't let it like control don't let it take such a big part of your life, regardless of what it is.
Right.
You know, regardless
it's
of how bad.
It's not only about relationships. It can be
right. Oh yeah. This
losing your job, like
right.
losing your job,
just,
losing a friend, breaking your leg. You know, just like
right,
random
exactly.
things.
Something,
and
yeah.
If you dwell on things long enough and you like, and you don't let go of them, then they will hurt you more and more, and the things will just like keep on digging at your soul.
This
right,
is very true.
We get sicker. I think
we
you
do?
Know, there's proof. There's medical proof. We get sicker. We're stressed out. We're
yeah.
sad.
Sicker is.
Stress is the number one killer.
Yeah.
Did you know that? People listening. Yeah, Colin. Did you know that? Stress
I have no idea.
Stress is the number one killer on this planet Earth. Basically, like, for example, why do people smoke cigarettes? Stress. Why do people...
Yeah, but stress isn't always negative.
You're right. Stress in moderation can be good. It can push you to do things. It can make you do better, like, in certain aspects of your life. But when stress gets out of hand, it's
yeah,
a very negative
I,
thing.
I
'cause
agree.
People,
but,
the one thing people cannot deal with, most people cannot deal with, is a large amount of stress. You know, it's human nature.
Right.
You can't have.
And they all and people just turn to narcotics and stuff like that.
Turn to narcotics. They turn to cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, whatever. You know. And I'm not saying that all these things are so bad.
They
you know?
Are.
No,
well,
no,
when
no, no.
You're
no.
doing it too much.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
They are very bad if you are not doing them in moderation. You know, every once in a while it's fine. Have a little fun, you know, but don't look at it as a way to escape. Don't look at it as a way like, oh, I've had a shitty day, I'm going to go get high or go get drunk. Or you know, it's just not worth it.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah,
not worth
I
it.
Agree.
Just to let you guys know, if you guys want to call in and talk to us on the air, you may call us. The number is 323-203-0815, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, or... You can email me at dcsboarding, that's BOARDING, 514@AOL.com. Email me questions, thoughts, answers, argue with me about anything.
I want to argue with you.
Argue with me. If you disagree with me about something, I want to hear
Colin
about
about anything. It doesn't even have to be on topic.
There you go.
Exactly. That's
whatever.
What makes it more exciting.
What... Whatever makes it more exciting.
No prank calls, though.
No. Well, prank calls are fun, too. We'll
no,
just
we,
slam the phone
I,
down
you know
on
what?
You. That's all.
I love prank calls because
yeah.
I've had a few prank calls on the show, and each of those prank calls, you just like, talk to the person because what they don't know is millions of people are listening right now, and they're
right.
making themselves look like an idiot.
Ugh.
I had some guy call me not too long ago. It was like, last month, I think. He's like, hey, do you have a Facebook? You know, he's like,
really?
Do you have a yeah, he's like, do you have a Facebook that I could come on? And,
oh, God.
And I'm just like, I'm
what
thinking,
a loser.
I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I'll go with it. And I was like, yeah, I do have a Facebook. You know, you can check me at David Cohen.
They're right.
Just you know,
give a little plug.
And,
all
then,
left
and they're
yourself.
Like, oh, so I can come on your Facebook.
What a jerk.
And I'm just like,
God.
Yes, you can come on my Facebook. And you know what? I think actually. We should meet up with each other, and we can come on each other's Facebooks.
Dude, Do you know how old that is, though? Give me a break.
No, it's true.
So
very
old.
Juvenile.
Yeah, really. Anyway, what's that number?
That's funny.
323-203.
Number is 323-203-0815. For anybody that wants to call in, talk to us. We're having a good time. It's Sunday. Sunday afternoon. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, today we got a couple.
Labor Day weekend.
It is Labor Day weekend.
What do you... I don't even know what holiday that's for. Do you?
Yes, it's giving everyone a break who works.
Labor Day.
We're taking a day off from laboring.
That makes sense.
Today we got a personality. Sorry, Dr. Michelle.
I'm just mumbling.
No, it's totally cool.
I like to mumble.
I was going to inform the folks what we're doing today. We got a personality quiz for you guys. I'll say it on the air, and then depending on what you say, deciphers something different about your personality or something like that. You guys will hear about it. And I'm going to answer a few emails, take a few calls, and it's going to be a good day.
Cool.
So let's get back on topic. Let's talk about, and Dr. Michelle, you are a psychologist.
Yep.
By the way, on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Every Friday.
That's my show.
That's her show.
11 a.m. right here on LA Talk Radio.
11 to 12. Listen to her. Oh, we got a caller. Let's see here. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name's Rachel. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, Rachel. You are on the air. With myself, I'm Dave. We got Colin in the studio.
Hey.
We got Dr. Michelle in the studio.
Hey.
Hello. What's up? What can we help you with?
All right. Well, I have a question for you.
Shoot.
In the past, I did a lot of lying to my parents, and I just recently regained their trust back and messed up again.
Uh-oh.
What can I do to prove to them that I'm trustworthy?
Well, for one, that's very, if your parents are listening, that's very,
common.
I was going to say very, good of you to just be able to be like, yeah, you know, I've lied in the past and like that right there, shows that.
Well, it's a fact. They know that.
Okay. What can you do to regain their trust? Well, first of all,
try not like doing anything to like any... lying in the next cup
no,
ever, I don't know.
Obviously, no. But like certain little things that you can do, call them. You know, if you're like, all right, guys, I'm going to go out with my friends, you know, tell them who you're with. Be overly on top of your game. Like, so basically you tell them like, yes, I'm letting them know
tell
what
them exactly
I'm doing.
Where you are.
Exactly where
exactly
you are.
What
exactly
you're doing.
What you're doing.
Right.
Check up with them every, you know, every
spend more time
couple
with
hours.
Them spend that helps a lot with my parents.
No, it does. Definitely spend, you know, take
them
a day
to dinner.
Take a day out of your week, you know.
Take them to dinner? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Would you take me to dinner?
I take my parents to
go
dinner.
Go out to dinner with them. Spend
yeah,
some
exactly.
time with
that's
them.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
What
saying?
Don't make her pay, guys. No, I'm kidding.
No. Take them to dinner. Yes, that's the one thing. But a big thing for me, I've definitely had this problem, you know. I'm a teenager.
Every teenager has this problem.
I wasn't like a very big liar, but like I have lied, you know, enough times in the past to my parents, and I have been caught majority of the times that I've lied. And you know, you feel like shit. You're just like, God damn it, I should have just never done
yeah.
that. But really, what I started to do is I explained to my parents, I'm like, all right, guys, you know, I'm getting more mature. Every single day I'm maturing as a human being, and I understand, you know, that lying is just stupid. Let them know, and at first they're just going to be like, oh, she's just saying that so she can do it, you know. Let them know, though, that you really are maturing as a person, and you understand that lying is stupid, because it is. Lying is absolutely, like, retarded, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
And, like, if you're honest with your parents, chances are, like, if your parents are logical people and, like, you know, they understand that you're a teenager that wants to do things and be with your friends and stuff, then they will understand, you know, they will see your side of the picture and they'll be like, you know what? Yes, you can do that. Just be safe. You know, let me talk to a parent or something like that, you know, and be cooperative. Be like, all right, you know, here's where I am. Here's the number. You can talk to a parent and we'll have a wonderful night, you know? And just right. be straight up with them, you know. Don't.
And the more they trust you, the more they'll let you do.
Exactly, exactly. This is very true.
You know what I found as a parent?
What?
Is that a lot of times we fear that, you know, our teens are going to get into trouble. And that's all about fear. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
guys?
Yeah.
It could also be a lack of trust, maybe.
Well, I mean, of course. No, what I'm saying is because, you know, if you guys go out and you do stuff, we don't hear from you, or you get tested and you test positive for pot, or you do something, you get in trouble for stuff, then we start not trusting you, of course. But I think a lot of it's about safety and about keeping your body.
Right.
together and about not, you know, just not failing in life.
And just not acting stupid.
Exactly.
And the thing about it, though, for parents out there, and Rachel, if your parents are listening, you know, teens are going to be teenagers. You know, we are going to do things. We're not, you know.
Everything that we do is a learning experience.
Exactly.
And we just
we're not going to go do heroin. Like, we're not stupid. You know, we're not going to. Some kids are. But, like, what I'm saying is, like, if you're logical, if you're, like, a logical person, like, you know, you want to have your teen experiences, you know, sure, get drunk once in a while, sure.
Oh, my God, I'm writing this down. You're giving her advice to get drunk.
No, I'm not. I'm saying,
no, I'm listening.
Basically, what I'm saying is, Mom, you know, or...
Mom, was that Freudian?
Why would you call her Mom?
Was that Freudian? That was Freudian,
God.
Rachel.
I totally just went back and like...
Okay, go ahead, son. Tell me all about it. Sit on my couch.
Dr. Michelle, listen. You know, kids are going to get drunk. Kids are going to have that experience. Kids are going to experiment with pot.
We
and
all
if
did
they're
that
gonna
when
do
we
it,
were younger, too.
There you go. And if you're going to do it, you know, do it in moderation. And I would even say, you know, if... Tell your parents. Be like, all right, guys, I totally know you are 120% opposed to this, but you need to understand that I'm getting
older.
I'm going to try it anyways. And it's not like, don't be like, all right, I'm going to do it anyways, regardless of what you say. Don't do that. That would end up bad. You're going to get
hurt. Yeah,
no. Just be like, guys, I'd really like to try this. You know, I'll be in a safe environment, this and that. And then if they're just like, no, you can't, then just don't do it. You know, don't do it. And... Try to find other ways of doing things.
Trying to find a middle ground.
Right. Just be like, all right, I won't do it, you know, but just know that I really would like to. Just know that there's this side of me that's like, you know, I am a teenager.
I must try new experiences.
There you go. I must have my own experiences. And you need to respect that. You know, I respect that you guys don't want me doing these things, and I completely get that, but you need to respect that. As a teenager, I'm kind of born to have these experiences. You know, we're teenagers in high school. We're going to do things. But long story short, to get the trust back, just be honest. Be straight with them. You know?
And defensiveness is really a turnoff from what I know. You know, like when... when you're arguing... And it's normal to argue because, I mean... I see it all the time.
Everyone
with my
argues.
Clients and stuff. And I used to argue with my mom. I'm like, what are you talking about? I need to go to this party. All my friends are going to be there. What do you mean I can't go? You know, I mean, we'd argue all the time. And it was like...
Sounds familiar.
It's kind of a natural thing to argue with.
And it was you're not wearing that either. You're not wearing that skirt. You're not wearing... And I would argue about what I was wearing to the party, so... I used to have...
And you argue about stupid things.
Exactly. I used to have clothes, like these other clothes that I'd wear out the door, and then I'd shove these other clothes in my purse.
Yeah.
But I got in trouble. I got busted because my parents found the other clothes that I wore. So.
That's funny. No, but the thing about it is
that
like...
That was stupid. I lied. You know, I got in trouble.
Parents and teens need to come to a compromise. Honestly, I have come to a compromise with my parents. It is so beautiful. It is perfect. I tell them... what I'm doing, I tell them, like, you know, pretty much who I'm going to be with, you know, where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do, and where I'm going to sleep. You know, all right, I'm sleeping here tonight, and, you know, I'll call you when I'm in for the night. I do that. They respect my privacy. They respect me and having my freedom, and I respect that they must know what I'm doing because I'm still their child, you know. I tell them, and they let me do it. It works out phenomenally, and I think
But I'm right there with her. Like, It's just like getting to that
it's,
step.
It's frustrating
that it's
when, exactly. you know, they don't let you do something. And I don't know, I feel like I should be able to do this. So I lie to them, and I know it's obviously wrong, but...
Maybe you can ask them, what are you guys, so what are your fears? What are you fearing if I went ahead and did this with this friend, or if I went to this party, or if I...
It's because they don't trust.
No, but I would like to know what, you know, I mean, sometimes if you talk to your parents and say, I just want to find out, what are you guys so, and not defensively, what are you so worried about, you know, but just like... What are you guys fearing?
Yeah, like
I'm not gonna do anything to hurt myself. What do you, I feel like you think I'm? And this is normal. I'm sure you've said this before too, Rachel. But you must, you know, think I'm so dumb that I'm gonna really put myself in a dangerous or bad place. I'm not going to. Maybe.
Yes,
what are your fears? What are your fears? Because let's work it out. Because what can I do to help you guys feel safer? What can I do to make you guys trust me more? And let them tell you. Well, can we work something out to where I can, you know, like Dave, that was a great suggestion. It's just be pretty honest and then follow through with calling and I'm here, I'm cool, and not resenting it.
Exactly. Come to a compromise. And like Dr. Michelle was saying, if you confront your parents and if you kind of call them out and be like, wait, give me a moment. Can you please...
Not negative.
No, not negative. Yeah, not negative at all. Just like, you know, coming to an understanding, having reasons behind actions taken. For example, let me go to the party. No, please explain your reasoning. What are you afraid of me doing? All right, well, I'm afraid that you're going to go get drunk, you know, and have sex with guys, you know, or something
worst
random.
Worst case scenario.
Yeah, worst case scenario. Or, you know, go get drunk and then, you know... not really be in your state of mind and get in a car with somebody else that's drunk. Okay.
Right. Or it won't be safe. There'll be people there who are, you know.
And then you explain to your parents, all right, guys, I'm not going to be getting drunk. I will call you in the middle of the party if it makes you feel safer. I just want to be with my friends. You need to understand that I'm not going out to get, excuse the language, fucked up, you know. I'm going out there to be with my friends, to have a good time. And then, you know, just have your parents explain to you why they won't let you do things. And then
if they have a good reason, then just kind of drop it. And
right. If they have, like, a legitimate reason.
Or come to a compromise. Like, if I can't go to this party, can at least one of my friends come over here tonight?
Yeah.
That's right. That's a good compromise that they know and they trust. I got to tell you something. My son went to a party, I guess it was a week ago, and he said that it was a kickback or something. There was just a small group of friends.
Yeah, it was a gathering of people.
Okay, a GOP, gathering of people. Okay, and it was small. But then, what happened was he had told me that he left kind of early because all these people started showing up. It turned into this huge party. So he got out of there because he knew that it would turn into a huge party and the police would eventually show up, which I guess they did, according to some of his friends.
I actually got to talk to the police. It was really nice. I was like, I'm walking by the cops and they're like, you know, I'm just like walking in my car and I was sober. You know, when I go to parties, I don't like, you know, doing things. I prefer being sober at parties and I don't mind being the designated driver, you know, but parents that are listening right now, we got in an argument over that. Okay, I won't drive drunk people anymore. I get it. But
so you drove drunk people around because you were the designated driver?
I walked past the cops with all
police
of...
Police officers.
Go ahead. No, I'm just playing. The piggies.
Come on now.
No, I'm just playing. All right.
Stop.
We walked past the respected police officers.
There you go.
With my friends behind me who were... Most of them are under an influence. Most of them are either drunk or high, you know.
Not good.
I mean, kids do it, you know. So the cop looks at me, and it's a lady cop. And
officer.
It's a lady officer. And she's like, she looks at me. She's like, hey, like, have you been drinking? You know, have you been experimenting with any, you know, narcotics or, like, marijuana or anything? I'm like, no, ma'am, I'm completely sober. I'm the designated driver. You may do a sobriety test on me.
Yeah.
You know, and she did. She did the whole sobriety test. She did the breathalyzer. She's like, all right, you know, she even said, she's like, thank you, at least one person sober. And I'm like, lols. Just like walked away, lols. And then, you know, she gave my friends like the stink eye and like the dirty look. And, you know, they just got in my car and then we went home. But,
Well, that's good that you did that.
No, but yeah. That's really good. It's, you know, whatever. I kind of don't know how we got on to that topic.
I don't know how we got on. But Rachel, are you getting, is David?
Yes.
Did we help you at all?
Did they help you at all?
Or do you have any other
questions? No, you definitely helped me a lot. I'm going to sit down and talk with my parents. And
You should. And
try and work something out.
You know what? Have your parents listen to the show. Because this show is kind of coming from, you know, an overall teen point of view. You know, like, yes.
Right. Yeah.
We try to help as much as we can.
Yeah. You know, the parents have their points of view, but we have our points of view. And basically, this show tries to... You know, certain aspects of the show try to take the teen point of view and the parent point of view and come to a compromise so everybody can be happy.
That's right. That's what it's about. It's never always going to be like 100% agreement. I mean, it's called compromise and respect.
Yeah.
And if you ever have any other problems, don't be afraid to call in.
No, please call in. We're here from, you know, we're here every Sunday from 1 to 2. And you may email me, if you'd like, at dcsboarding, that's BOARDING, 514@AOL.com. Don't hesitate to email, don't hesitate to call. We're always here.
All right, thank you so much, guys.
No problem at all. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye, Rachel.
You too. Bye.
Sorry, I did for you.
She's nice. She's really nice.
Yeah, she is a very nice girl.
I think you helped her.
I think we did too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rachel, for calling in. Just to let you guys know, this is LA Talk Radio, the most listened to internet radio station in the world.
That's right.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You may call us, just like Rachel did, at 323-203-0815. We're just talking about stuff, talking about how to compromise teens with parents. We're also talking about how to live your life the way you want, regardless of your past experiences or future expectations. We got a personality quiz for you guys today.
Oh, this is cool.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
A personality?
We do. Would you? Well,
can
would
we
you guys,
take the test?
I was just going to say, would you guys like to take this test?
Yeah.
All right.
And listeners can
Yeah, listeners,
take the
call
test
in.
Too.
Take the, or, you know, if you want to call in, you can. Or you can just listen and take the test with us. Find some, you know, find some information, some
Mark
inner
down
things.
The answer that you have, and then we'll tell you the answers,
there
what
you
they
go.
Mean.
Find some things about yourself.
You got this off personalitytest.com. So this tells you different about different aspects of your personality, right?
It does indeed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, so it starts out.
Mm-hmm.
Majestic building.
Cool.
Wait, is this like another adventure?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
no, yeah, it
okay.
is.
Okay.
Aren't those the funnest?
Aren't they
so much.
It didn't make sense last time, but...
It was a bit confusing. Imagine you're walking in this endless desert.
Mm-hmm.
You're tired, thirsty, and hungry after walking many hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, a majestic building appears before you. What appears before you? A, a castle, a museum, a hotel, or a place of worship?
What do
you
think?
I have to say a place of worship.
A place of worship? Why? Mm-hmm. Why? You just kind of feel that?
Because, like... I don't know. I think that it would be like, I think that they'd be kind of like more kind and anything. And then, I don't know. I think that it just, I'd feel more at home at a place of worship than a castle. Cause I would have no idea what.
Yeah. What was the second one?
It goes a castle, a museum, a hotel, or a place of worship.
Oh gosh. Well, I think Colin is just like a more spiritual, better person than I am, because if I were walking along the desert and I were just, you know, so dry and hungry and feeling horrible, I'd really want to see a hotel.
A hotel?
That's like a Motel 6 right in the middle?
Motel?
Right.
See,
yeah.
But see, if I saw Motel 6, I'd just be like, nope.
Yeah,
it's a mirage.
No. I have to completely agree with Colin. I'm right there with you at a place of worship.
Okay. And what does that mean?
A place of worship?
Yeah, I mean, what does that mean if we pick it?
Oh, place of worship. So the analysis is tells the things that you pursue. A castle signifies wealth.
Ah.
A museum signifies career.
Hmm.
A hotel signifies home and love.
That's me, baby.
Dr. Michelle, there you go. A place of worship represents your own belief or spiritual growth.
Ah.
Colin,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Colin and I have so many talks about spirituality, the universe.
Pretty much every day.
I would expect us to.
You guys are on the same page. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So
number two.
You enter this building through the A, window, B, door, C, balcony, or D, underground tunnel.
Ooh. So this is the same building we chose?
Yes.
This okay. I would have to say the front door.
Okay.
Yeah, front door.
Yeah, I'm right there, door. I kind of don't like. When you know you enter this building, it's kind of
why
like
would
a
you why would you climb a balcony?
Notion.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's an open door or the balcony where you have to climb.
I don't know. I think some people may, if they picked a castle or something, they may have these fantasies of the spiral staircase
or like the girl with the long
like
hair.
There you go, Rapunzel. That's
Rapunzel,
right.
Rapunzel.
So what does it mean?
This signifies the kind of life that you pursue.
Ah.
Window, a life full of surprises. Mm. Door, a smooth and safe life.
Yeah.
We're nubs. That sucks.
Nubs.
A balcony, a romantic and peaceful life.
Hmm.
Underground, a dangerous but meaningful life full of experiences.
Oh, that's kind of cool. All
very
right.
Very cool. All right.
Number three.
Inside, you find the place very majestic and beautiful. Hmm. Suddenly, you hear a knock on the door. You open the door and find someone you really want to be with. Who is this person? If you guys don't want to say, I completely understand.
I have absolutely no idea.
Really?
Yes.
Do I'm going to, like, reread it to you?
I know what the question is. You can reread it if you want.
I don't know.
So you're in the place that you picked.
You're in the place. It's beautiful. You hear a knock on the door. You open the door, and you find someone you really want to be with. Who is the person?
Someone.
A person.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that might be a bit personal. Huh. You know, talk on the air. That's totally cool. But the person you see behind the door is the one you can really trust and rely on during your problems and grave danger.
Yeah, that's Mark. That's my husband. Oh. Dr. Michelle's husband.
Oh, that's very cute.
How cute.
That's good.
I like Mark. Mark is a good guy.
Thank
I've
you.
I've met him a few times.
Good. I think so.
He's a good-looking man.
He is. Yeah.
You're very blessed.
Thank you.
So... you continue walking and you
this
see...
This is number four? Question number four?
This is indeed question number
okay.
four. Bum,
I'm
bum.
Ready.
You continue walking and you see a staircase leading to the next floor.
Okay.
Is it spiral or straight?
It's only two answers. I have to say spiral.
I was good, yeah.
Mine's spiral.
Oh, very nice.
Definitely spiral.
Yes.
The staircase signifies your love life. Winding but beautiful or ordinary but boring.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's you and me.
That's
we're winding
dank.
And beautiful,
we're,
baby.
We're all
Our
windy but beautiful. Mark is probably very happy, huh?
He's very happy.
Is he happy?
I hope.
Oh. Any man that would get to be with you, Dr. Michelle, is a keeper.
Thank
is
you. Very sweet.
They're very
you,
lucky
young
man.
Very, very nice.
I'm totally not hitting on you, Dr. Michelle. That's really weird.
Thank you.
I'm like the age of probably your son.
You are.
That is quite
It's creepy and weird. So move
really
on. Question number
okay.
five.
Okay.
Kidding.
How many steps are there? Any number from 1 to infinity.
Okay.
Next, you enter a room. That's kind of a hard question.
I have to say 33.
That's so weird.
Cool.
That is so weird. I was going to say 32.
No.
I swear on my life. I swear on my life. The number 32 popped in my head. Dr. Michelle.
I have 20 steps going up
20.
To my spiral staircase is 20.
I know. I always imagine 33 because, like, it'd just be the perfect number of steps.
Okay.
Wait, this is...
I like it.
I don't know if I'm kind of down for this. The number of steps signifies the number of tries and attempts you make it to keep your relationships.
Oh. Well, every step upwards means it's kind of like, you know, you're going and you're
learning.
I don't know if I agree
with that.
I don't know if I completely agree with that.
No, I can sort of get the gist of that.
I mean, I can.
I've never tried to keep a relationship 33 times.
I've never tried 32.
Not even close to
Maybe
that.
They're talking about how many different types of relationships you've had, and not necessarily intimate relationships, maybe other relationships. I don't know. Don't look at me like that. Go ahead.
All right. Well, next question. Number six. How big do you want it to be? Oh, okay. So after how many steps are there? Next, you enter a room. At the top of the steps.
Yes.
How big do you want the room to be? And literally let your imagination go wild.
Do we
have
choices?
Yes, you do. The size of a fish tank. The size of a cupboard. The size of a jungle. The size of the Pacific Ocean.
I have to go with jungle.
All right.
Wow. There's no in between, is
fish
there?
Fish tank, cupboard, jungle, Pacific Ocean.
See, I want something somewhere in between.
See, I want in between cupboard and jungle.
Me too.
Me too.
Cupboard is what? A couple feet.
Yeah.
And jungle's like miles and acres.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd kind of down for something in between.
All right, yeah. I'll say Pacific Ocean just to see what
same thing. Come to think of it, I'd actually be super duper content with like having a room the size of a jungle. Like I don't even want it in between a cupboard. I want a jungle.
Okay.
That's so super cool.
That's because you're
I'm going with jungle, but
yeah,
go on.
Okay. Let's see. The size of the room shows how adventurous you are. The Ooh. Smaller, the more conservative you are.
Okay.
Super cool. So we're pretty adventurous people.
Yeah.
And Dr. Michelle here. The adventurous of the adventurous.
I used to live on a boat, so I know what it's like to travel
the seas.
Did
you really?
Yes.
That's really funny, because so did I.
Cool.
That's
awesome.
That is cool.
Wow. For how long?
Like 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah, 2-3 years.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
5 years.
Oh, very nice.
It was about 5 years.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was really nice.
All right, so you walk into this room. What do you want the color of the walls to be?
Mm.
A, red. B, purple. Mm. C, yellow or orange. Or D, rainbow colors.
Rainbow, all the way.
Rainbow colors.
Purple.
I know that's going to mean, but I want a rainbow.
Girly colors, purple.
You want purple?
Purple.
That's really funny. Yellow and orange. I like the color yellow.
Super
it's like,
bright.
It's like my second favorite color.
I think if I walked into a room that was yellow, I just kind of like...
I'd actually want a super lime green. No, because I would have the room completely yellow as, like, the background color, and then I'd just, like, paint and, like, do stuff on the walls.
See, that's why I want rainbow.
Right, but...
See?
This is true. No, that's pretty cool. I don't know. I really like bright rooms. And plus,
I don't know. What does it mean?
Let's see. The color of your room is your character.
Hmm.
Red is passionate.
Hmm.
Purple, adventurous. There you go with the adventurous.
Oh, yeah. That's
God.
Me, baby.
Yellow... Or orange is cheerful. I'm cheerful, yay.
Yay.
Rainbow, you are unsure of what you really are.
Uh-oh.
Makes sense.
Call it. For sure. That's not a bad thing. That's, you know, you're still finding your way. So
that's
are
exactly
we all,
right.
Aren't we all?
That's true.
All right. Let's see. A table appears before you. Is it round or square or triangular or simply shapeless?
Hmm.
How can something be shapeless?
Oh, just be like, you know, those pools that, like, those
like
pools
a bean
that are all
pool.
Weird.
Oh, like.
Yeah.
I have to say circle. I have a circle table at my house, and it's, I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Totally circle. Circle.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. The shape of the table, again, shows you how to handle situations. Square, firm and fair.
Hmm.
So if you chose square, you're very firm. But at the same time, you're fair with, you know, handling your situations.
Oh.
Round, you like to see things from many points of view.
Hmm.
I will agree with all of us on that one.
Okay.
Triangle, you want to be original.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Shapeless, you're indecisive and always procrastinating.
Ooh. Gee, I'm glad I didn't choose that one.
Yeah, right?
That's interesting.
That's a good one. All right. Last question. On this table, there is a basket with 5 fruits.
Hmm.
Cherries, apples, oranges, grapes, and watermelons.
Oh.
Choose a fruit.
Watermelon all the way.
I'm right there with you.
Okay, watermelon. Go get cherries.
Cherries, apples, oranges,
oranges.
Grapes.
Wait, you only get one of each fruit, though.
You just get one?
You just get one fruit?
Yeah,
okay.
One fruit, though. You have to choose a fruit. Cherries, apples, oranges, grapes, and watermelons.
Watermelon.
Okay, I'm choosing orange.
Orange? I choose watermelon.
I choose you, watermelon.
I choose you, Pikachu. The fruit actually signifies what kinds of friends you would look for.
Orange friends.
Bigger fruit.
Watermelon
bigger
friends.
Fruits signify the physical appearance of the person. Smaller fruit mean that you go for character.
That's me. I go for character.
We're dicks.
You guys are shallow. You go for...
No, I just like
you go
watermelon.
You're ugly. Go away.
That's right.
You're flamboyant, and you have to have it all.
To be completely honest, I chose that because I think the taste of a watermelon,
watermelon
is
owns
so fantastic.
All.
It is kind of delicious,
it's so
actually.
So super-duper dank.
That's
hey,
kind of
we
nice.
Have a call.
Another one.
Another call.
Okay. Is that a machine working?
You're on the air. Trends. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
I think you lost
Hello?
The call.
I think I did lose the call.
Give them the number again, see if they can call back. That always works for me.
For sure. If you guys want to call back on the show, you can call us. Oh, we got a voicemail. That's odd. You can call us on the show, 323-203-0815.
We would love to hear your call.
We would love to hear your call.
I don't know why that didn't work.
Probably just a little computer thing. I might have exited out on the button. All right, guys, we're going to move on to some emails that some listeners sent me. Always like to get back to you guys. You email me for a certain reason, and this is to get my point of view. So
what is your email address again? Let me write this down.
My email address, most definitely, is DCS boarding. That's BOARDING.
It's like surfing and skateboarding, huh?
It is actually DC David Cohen surf, skate, snow, even though I've never been in the snow. But I think snowboarding would be fun.
Snowboarding's fun.
DCS more surf. Boarding. Oh, okay.
514.
514. Is that your birthday?
That is.
Oh, you're a Taurus.
I am indeed a Taurus.
Nice.
At AOL.com. email me, whatever you guys want. All right, so let's see. Got my email. Da-ba-da. All right, guys. Here we go. Dear Dave, I find myself to be insecure and depressed. I am 16 years old and a bit overweight. I kind of don't see the point to things if I'm not attractive and can't get at least one nice girl in my life.
Aww.
Please help me out, Jeremy. Well, aww. Jeremy, for one, regardless of whether you're overweight, a little overweight, or your interpretation of overweight,
it's all about confidence.
No, honestly, it's all about confidence. You can be literally the most, and I'm not saying you are, I'm using this as an example. I'm saying you can be the most unattractive person on this planet Earth, but have a good outlook on life, have a positive personality, be confident with who you are as a human being, and honestly, your life will completely change.
I agree.
You will attract wonderful things in
I
your
agree.
Life.
I agree.
It's so true. Dr. Michelle, go on. What?
No.
Tell me some things.
No, I think, okay.
Or tell Jeremy something.
Okay. Jeremy, I think, David, you are completely right. And you know, you can really think about who you are inside instead of how you perceive and others perceive you outside. So it's really about who you are inside your heart. You're a good person. And, you know, just another thing, Jeremy, I don't know what's going on with you, but it's always really great to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, some people have what we call...
It makes you feel better.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. Personally, I don't know. It just feel weird, and
yeah.
I wouldn't feel good all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I feel good.
No,
about 100, like 98%.
But and
of
that's
the time.
What I'm
yeah,
saying
yeah.
is that take care of yourself in terms of exercise and eating really healthy things. Sure, we all splurge and we go out a lot. It's easy to do fast foods and stuff. But I mean, if you're feeling like you're overweight or not feeling good about yourself, I know it's easy for me to say, but take care of your body, take care of yourself, and that shows others that you love and respect you. And
I
this
mean,
is not
you,
a judgment.
And once you give up, it's just
yeah,
just
yeah.
Don't give up. You know. And also, you think that you're a bit overweight. If you're insecure about your weight, you can
control
do
it.
Something about it. You completely control it, you know?
Yeah.
It might be hard. It might take time. But, like,
honestly,
just do it.
If your weight is one of the things that is holding you down from being that confident person, being
right.
who you can truly be to your full expectation, then get rid of the weight. It's not that hard. Eat better and exercise, you know? That's all there is.
You see those people that have, like, the ripped bodies? It's not that difficult. It just takes time.
And also, like, those ripped bodies are not
They're yeah,
so,
exactly.
It's
yeah.
like steroids.
Some
like,
of that stuff is really unrealistic, yeah. too. I think with you guys, what they put teens through and young adults through in terms of the expectations of what you all should look like in the media, it's BS.
Oh, it's
people
completely
don't
bullshit.
Look like that, generally speaking.
Yeah.
And so I think
it takes six
yeah.
hours a day. To,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. People
yeah.
have things to do.
I think everybody, you know, a lot of teens don't know what normal weight means.
Right.
I would say go to your doctor as a psychologist, as a doctor. I would say go to your general practitioner, check it out, Jeremy, and try to, you know, get a good nutritional diet and take care of yourself. But I think you want to talk about the inner being, don't you, Dave? Because you're into that. Huh?
Sure, if, you know, I can go on to that. Yeah, basically, what Doc Michelle means by, like, the inner being is, you know,
Just be confident.
Yeah, like, it's confident, honestly, within yourself, regardless of who you are on the outside, regardless of, you know, your body is a canvas for your soul. You know, take, you know, your soul, regardless of what you look like on the inside or on the outside, and know that you control the way that you feel. You
that,
can
that
be
you are
confident.
Beautiful.
You, yeah, regardless of the way you look, if you're a nice person.
But
you're
don't
nice
but
people.
Don't have too much of an ego. Like don't
no,
go,
obviously
don't go to places and just be like, I'm awesome.
Hey, I'm the shit.
No,
I'm
that's narcissistic. Shit, that's yeah. No, you're not talking about narcissism because that's insecurity.
Yeah.
You're talking about being okay with who you are because
yeah, just be okay with who you are.
You like who you
that's
are.
That's it.
Yeah.
Jeremy, I hope that helped. I gotta go on to a couple more emails. Dear Dave, I'm 18 years old and have been smoking weed for the past 2 years of my life. Mm. I was very good at hiding it. Until I had to go home and drove really high.
Uh-oh.
My parents found out because I smelled like herb and looked high. They were devastated at the fact that I drove high and they want me to stop smoking weed. Also, I have smoked weed every day for the past 2 years and I feel as if it's time to live a sober life.
Right.
But I am clearly addicted. Please help me cure my addiction, Julia.
Julia needs to get into like a group or something like Narcotics Anonymous or something.
I don't think it takes
not
a
necessarily,
group at all.
I think a group helps.
I think it just takes some maturity to figure out that like it's good with some like
right.
sometimes, but
it's not good, you know, and going from smoking weed every day to, you know, in moderation once in a while, it is a very difficult thing, Julia.
I think you have to gold cold turkey to get to explore your soul first for a while. I think she needs to get clean though.
Oh no, completely.
Yeah.
Right. But what I'm saying is not necessarily join a group. You know, there's certain steps you can follow.
Those Narcotics Anonymous and AA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
And there's
about?
MA too, Marijuana Anonymous.
Well, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's true.
And all those groups have the same like 12 steps.
Also, a few of my friends, you know, a few of my close friends were addicted to marijuana. And I, you know, they had to stop because of certain reasons, like they got caught, this and that, whatever, got tested. And I helped them through it. They talked to me about it, and they're completely fine now. They're 100% fine.
That's great.
And honestly, these steps do help. Let's see. 12...
Find something to replace it, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
definitely find something to replace it. Also, number one, which you already... You know, you already passed number one.
What's that?
Admit that you have a problem.
Admit that you have a problem.
Uh-huh.
You know, admit that your addiction is a bit unmanageable. And it is an addiction. Julia, hey, 11 more to go. No. But,
They're not hard. It's just it takes a little bit of time.
It takes a lot of time
and
to
self.
Work through these steps.
Self.
Yeah.
Also, believe that a power greater than ourselves... can restore us to a sober life, you know.
And you don't have to be like hardcore religious.
No.
It's more agnostic.
That goes like beyond religion. That goes more of like
that something is out there to help you.
Yes,
exactly.
No, what doesn't have to be God. It doesn't have to be Jesus.
You know, whatever. It can be a physical being. You know.
Right.
But just something that you look up to.
It can be a friend. It can be.
There you go.
Martin Luther King.
Yeah. No, whatever empowers you. Whatever empowers you.
Also, make a decision to, you know, kind of turn over your life. You have to make a decision and you have to want to stop. Julia, it sounds like that you do want to stop. You express, let's see in the email, I feel as if it's time to live a sober life. That's good. You know, if you truly want to live a sober life, you can do it. And
the more you want to do it, the easier it's going to be.
Yeah. Okay. We're losing time on the show. Another one.
Number four.
Search for the part in ourselves that we used to have before we were under the influence.
Mm-hmm. Number five.
Number five. Admit to what the sheet says is, and you know this can be interpreted in your own way. Admit to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. You know.
Yeah. How you've hurt other people.
Right.
Yeah.
We understand that we can 100% completely possess the ability to remove all of, you know, all of the negativity, all of the influence. And you know, that's just basically, that's basically what it is. And, you know, there's a few more, but in the most part, believe in yourself, because you can.
You can get these steps online.
You can.
It's
pretty easy. Yeah, there's 12 steps of AA or NA, right?
Guys, you've been on the air with us. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We had Colin in the studio today. We had Dr. Michelle.
Very nice talking with you guys.
Nice talking with you guys, too.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. We had a wonderful time. Oh, music stopped. Turn that music on. I like that song. We are here every Sunday from 1 to 2. Email me, dcsboarding514@aol.com. Thank you guys for listening. LA Talk Radio, and you guys have a fantastic Sunday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.